Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
This is a, you know, a lot of times fans get on managers and, you know, head coach, whatever, based on the result of the decision. Now, let's go back to 2015, Terry Collins. My dear friend, Terry Collins. My issue was never his decision, and obviously I wanted them to leave Matt Harvey in the game, but what do I know? My issue was his indecision, where Terry knew better. In his gut, he wanted to take Harvey out. But Harvey said, give me that damn ball. I'm going back out there. And against his better judgment, Terry let Harvey go out there and take the ball. And obviously it didn't work out. So it wasn't the decision, you know, the results. It was that his initial decision was to get him out of the game. The indecision is what I always said was the issue with that move. With Aaron Boone, it's not that Frazier hit the three-run homer. It's that he said It was made. He wanted him to face. He wanted Cortez to face Frazier no matter what. So when we're all watching the game, worried about, or at least curious to see how Cortez is going to do in that seventh inning because of all the issues he's had this year, basically hitting the wall after the fifth inning, he gave you six strong innings against a really good team going the third time through. What do you think is going to happen? And while we're all curious to see what he's going to do to start that seventh inning, once he walks somebody, you got to be thinking, all right, he lets one more guy on here. I got to go get him, right? I mean, I don't want to. I want him to face Frazier, but I got to go get him, right? Next guy, base hit. I don't care how it happened. Tough play or not, it doesn't matter. It's a base hit. Now he's let the first two guys on. You have to go get him. There is no choice. There is no choice. Boone knows better. I know he knows better. But he was trying to sneak through. I just want him to face Frazier. That's it. He's facing Frazier no matter what. Thinking that even if he hits a three-run homer here, we still have the lead. Well, guess what? It cost you. Using some common sense would have been better there. A walk and a base hit. A guy who's hit the wall after the fifth inning all year long. Let me get him out of the game. And it's not just about the results or just this game. It's about the way that Boone manages these games. That's where, to me, the biggest issue is. Where the lineups are predetermined probably weeks, if not months out. Hey, he might know what he's doing, you know, the last weekend before the All-Star break with the lineup. Well, this guy needed a day of rest here because this guy, you know, was sore from the day before because he's playing on the turf. And like, because all the info that they have now, you could make, he's probably make these lineups 3-4 weeks down the road. Shouldn't work like that. Can't be all predetermined. Pat is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Pat?
Yes, Al. Just wanted to get you off speaker. How are you doing tonight, Sal?
Good, Pat. How are you?
I am fine. Sal, I disagree with you, and I'd just like to make a couple of points if you give me that opportunity.
All yours.
What's going on here is Cortez faced the third time around in the sixth inning, he struck out the side. Mm-hmm. He struck out Mullins. They started the inning game in the ninth batter. Ortiz, he struck him out. He struck out Mullins. Mm-hmm. Rushman got a single, and then he struck out Mountcastle.
I'm aware.
His pitch count was in the 80s. What really hurt the Yankees this game was the fact that Cole only gave them five innings the previous night. And they had to use Marinaccio a lot, mm-hmm. King a lot, and Peralta. The Yankees are their bullpen. There are four guys missing who should be key members of their bullpen.
Oh, you can't use the best. But you can't use the best.
Hold on.
You can't use the best guys every single night. And that does not excuse why he left Nestor Cortez in there after watching him give up a walk and a base hit.
Okay, that base hit, if it was fielded, It was not out of the realm of possibility that Volpe could have fielded that ball. That could have been a double play.
Right. And by the way, could have been. Yeah.
Sal, we're talking. There's no reason to yell.
No, we're talking. Okay, go ahead.
What happened was Frazier hit a home run and Cortes came out of the game. It was still 5-4. They still had the lead. Cordero blew the game.
Pat, here's the thing. You're talking to me like I didn't watch it. Okay, so I did watch the game. I know what happened.
The game wasn't lost when Cortes gave up the home run.
I didn't say that it was. So maybe I got to yell louder because you're not hearing it, Pat. I never said the game was lost because he gave up the home run. Did you hear what I just said? I've been talking for 25 minutes. Did you hear what I said?
Well, Cordero blew the game. So he's the guy you wanted in the game earlier. So what made you think that he was going to be effective if he came in and he crapped the bed when he came in?
Pat, if you were listening, I'm not sure if you listened or not before you called, but if you were listening, I said there was no guarantee that Cordero was going to get the outs anyway had he come in earlier. What I was talking about was the decision by Boone to leave Cortes in when it was predetermined, saying he was going to face Frazier no matter what. I've said it very loudly and very clearly that the result...
I just disagree with you because the point of the matter is every team uses stats and Frazier is hitting .206 versus lefty pitching this
year, which is exactly why he forced the issue trying to get Cortes to face him no matter what when it was the wrong move.
Cortes made a bad pitch to a guy and he hit the foul pole. Come on. The game was 5-4.
Pat, you're focused on the wrong thing. Forget the result.
Listen to me. You have a predetermined feeling about Boone.
No, I don't.
You come out with this data applicator, and now you're using this as an example. And meanwhile, Buck Showalter, Merry Buckmas, his team is 500, and he's a genius.
Pat, here's your problem, okay? And
Sal,
by the way,
I don't have a problem.
No, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay.
Get lost, you loser. I'm sick and tired of you. Get lost. Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't call me anymore, please, because you don't get it. You, like Boone, have a predetermined call thinking one thing about me, which is not true. I have criticized Buck Showalter. I criticized him last night, as a matter of fact, for pinch hitting Daniel Vogelbach for Mark Vientos. So you think this is a Met Yankee thing, you knucklehead, when it's not. You're not listening. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Please, I beg of you, pay attention to what I'm saying. It's not that difficult. This is not about the result. It's about how Boone made the wrong decision. Anything predetermined in that spot is beyond asinine. He said no matter what, he was facing Frazier there. No matter what. This with a guy with Cortes... You're a Yankee fan, Pat. You should know better. I shouldn't have to tell you this. You should know. But let me educate you. Nestor Cortes has had an issue getting past the fifth inning this year. Getting through the lineup the third time. So him being out there for the seventh inning is a big deal. And I give Boone credit for giving him the opportunity to try to get through that seventh inning. It's a big deal. And I wanted to see it. I was curious about it. But then after the walk, it's like, and I give Boone credit. You know what? Let's see him get through it. I'm going to give him another guy. Then the base hit. Now you have two guys on, nobody out, with a pitcher going through the lineup the third time through and has hit the wall in the fifth inning all year long. What would you do?
Look at the stats and against lefties, Frazier hasn't hit lefties this year, so I'm going to leave him in there.
Or are you going to manage the game with your eyes and your gut and say, you know what, he's done. If I can see it, I know Boone saw it. So stop making excuses for Aaron Boone. This is not me picking on Boone. I like Boone. I've been saying it for 2 weeks, I like Boone. And I think he's entertaining, the most entertaining manager in the game right now. I'd like to see him make some decisions that aren't predetermined. And when you say flat out, and again, for Pat and anybody else who doesn't understand it, it's not about the result. It's not that Frazier hit the three-run homer. The result was bad. But that doesn't make it right or wrong, the decision. What makes it wrong is that he made the decision before he saw Cortez throw one pitch in the seventh inning. That's the issue. Do you comprehend that, Pat? Do you also comprehend that I ripped the Mets more than anybody? Or are you just,
he grew up a Mets fan, he's ripping my Yankees. I don't want to talk to you.
Give me a break. Listen, instead of having a preconceived notion as to what we're talking about here.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.